The question for today is, what is sin? Sin. Most everybody thinks they know what sin is, but let's look what the Bible says about it. First of all, before we go into the Bible, let's see what Webster's Dictionary says about it. Now, Webster's is not always right in some of their definitions. Their definitions have a tendency to go along with the idea of the people of the time. But when Webster says this about sin, it states sin is any offense or fault. It is the breaking of a religious or moral law. Now, the Greek dictionary, which is the Bible, defines sin as missing the mark, to miss or wander from the paths of uprightness and honor. So the Greek also states that sin is a violation of the divine law in thought or in act. But let's look just directly at the Scripture and see what the Scripture said. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 4 said, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law." So a transgression means to overstep. It means to cross over the line God has drawn, or to jump the fence, as an expression would be. Now, the Word of God, or the law, is the fence referred to. So transgression is an act of rebellion against the known will of God, and that is sin. 1 John 5:17 said, "All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin unto death." Unrighteousness is wickedness, iniquity, inward crookedness, perversity, and stubbornly contrary. And that's exactly the way men are today. So we are sinners because we have committed sin. And all unrighteousness is sin. Romans 14:23 said, "And he that doubteth is damned if ye, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Now, if our actions are not those motivated by faith, then God's Word says it's sin. Open sin is probably not what is hindering our revival in our land as much as the lack of faith. May the Lord grant us the faith that we need. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That word for word in Romans 10:17 is utterance. God's got to quicken His Word to you to build faith. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. James 4:17 says, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." If a person fails to practice what is good, in other words, his action or in his action or in his lack of action, that's sin. It is sin. Now, somebody says, "Well, name sins." Well, there's a long list of sin. I don't know that we can name every one of them. I know the Bible is there. We're not going to try to name every one of them. But we do know there are several verses that name sin specifically as far as sins are concerned. Now, each one of these lists are just representative lists of sin. I've heard that theologians have said that there are 726 sins named in the Bible. I don't know whether that's true or not. I've not tried to sit down and count them. I'm not trying to get into that point because there's sin. Sin is sin. It makes no difference what it is in the sight of God. Sin is sin. Now, whether or not they're all named, I mean, they're all named there, but whether or not there's 726, I couldn't tell you. But I do know there's some representative list. And when I say representative list, when Paul or Peter or whoever gives these lists of sin, or even Jesus as far as that's concerned, because he gives some lists of sin in the book of Mark. But these lists are not an exhaustive list. They're not all. They're just showing you some of the things that's listed as sin. Galatians 5:19 through 21 is one of the most lengthy list, representative list. It said, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've told you also in time past, that they which do such things, they which practice such things, shall not inherit the kingdom of God." In other words, if man practices sin, he said he shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That don't mean that he'll not just inherit in the kingdom of God. He's saying he's not even going to make it in the kingdom of God. Because a man who's been saved cannot practice sin naturally. And we'll deal with that in another question at another time. But we know that all these named sins are classified basically two ways. I know that men have classified them more than that. But we can classify these sins under sins of commission and sins of omission. In other words, sins of commission mean And when God says not to do something and we do it, it's sin. In other words, that's overstepping God's fence. It's a transgression of the law, or it's sin. In other words, He says don't do things and we do it. That's sins of commission. Then there's sins of omission. That means when God says to do something and we do not do it, then we sin. And this is unrighteousness, which means stubbornly contrary to God's law. You say, but preacher, we're not under the law of God. We're under grace. Well, that's true in one sense, but God has always had laws to which He said to man, do not overstep my boundaries. So we always have laws, and God's laws have teeth in them. Always have, and they always will. Now, where does sin come from when we're thinking about sin? Where did it come from? Well, sin came from the Garden of Eden, in which God placed the first man, Adam, and gave him a law. Genesis 2:16-17, He said to Adam, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now you notice that one law that He said, don't eat of that one tree, and for the day you do, you'll die. That law had teeth in it. In other words, if you eat, you will die. Now the problem in the garden was that Adam and Eve did not believe God. Eve listened to the devil when he said in Genesis 3:4, ye shall not surely die. And therefore the real problem was unbelief, which is the root sin from which all sins come from. The sin of unbelief resulted in Adam's descendants being born with a sin nature in unbelief. That's us. Every man is born with a sin nature. The Bible said that we all have sinned. And we behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, that doesn't mean the act of conception and holy matrimony was sin. It just simply says we've had the sin nature passed to us. And the Bible, another place, Psalm says we come forth from our mother's womb speaking lies. We are sinners by nature. Romans 5:12 said, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sin. So therefore we see we're sin, that we've got a sin nature passed to us from Adam. Sin not only comes from the garden, sin also comes from temptation. The Bible said in the book of James, chapter 1, verse number 12 through 15, He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. That means He does not solicit you to evil. That's what the words mean in James chapter 1. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Sin comes from temptation. Temptation is an enticement to sin. But folks, temptation within itself is not sin. The devil will lie to you and try to make you think you have sin when it's just you're tempted. And sometimes that is true, you have sinned because you've went further than you should have gone in that. The first look is not sin. It's when you're looking, knowing what you're looking at. It's the first thought is not sin. It's temptation. But the second thought, that you know what you're thinking about and you begin to move in the area of sin. But temptation within itself is not sin. But James says when lust is enticed or the hook is baited, as a fisherman would say, and then conception brings forth baby sin. And when the baby grows, sin grows, then comes death. In other words, teeth is in the law. Did he not say in Romans 6:23, the first part, for the wages of sin is death? Folks, I want to tell you, we need to know what to do with our sin. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we're born in sin. Our nature's to sin. And we need to know what we need to do with that sin. You see, your sin problem must be dealt with, and it has to be dealt with if you're ever going to be right in the right relationship with the Lord. And so the lost and the saved. What do we need to do with our sin? Well, in one sense, the lost need to get the sin under the blood. Under the blood. And what they need to deal with is the root problem. The root problem is the sin nature, of course, which is as a sin of unbelief that's laying deep inside. The reason man sins is because of unbelief. I know we have some people today who do not want to even deal with the unbelief. But folks, unbelief is the root. The sins that people are dealing with are just the fruit of the tree. For instance, unbelief, the root. If you want the tree to die, you can pluck up all the fruit you want off a tree. But you know what? That when the conditions get just right, that fruit will come back again. You may think you've killed it when the tree's dormant, but you lay the axe to the root of the tree, and you'll have killed the tree, and then there'll be no fruit. And so, therefore, the lost man must deal with the root. And in a sense, God's the one who deals with it. But you move and respond and move toward that light as God gives you that light and respond to Him as He deals with the sin problem. You need to get honest and allow the Holy Spirit of God to convince you and convict you of the sin of unbelief. John 16:9, after He'd said in John 16:8, when the Holy Spirit's come, He will reprove you of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. John 16:9 says of sin, because they believe not on me. There's the sin that He will reprove you of or convict you of and convince you of is the sin of unbelief because you've never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that little word on means to come to a point, place, and a time with a purpose, and you'll not do that. The Holy Ghost conviction has its complete work in you in all three areas of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But you still must deal with the sin problem. Somebody said, well, I was young. I didn't have all those sins. Listen, unbelief is wicked to the core, and it makes no difference what age you are. When God's Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, of unbelief, you're going to know where it's at. You're going to know what transpired. You're going to know what happened. And it'll be a work that'll be real and complete because He's dealing with the sin of unbelief. But now the saved, after you're saved, you still must deal with sin. But you're dealing with the fruit of the flesh. That sin's plural. You need to confess your sin, first of all. And 1 John 1:9 said, if you'll confess your sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us all unrighteousness. After we confess, we need to cry out for mercy, not for judgment. David did that in Psalm 51 and wept his way back into the favor with God. And then also, we need to forsake those sins. Is what we need to do is forsake them. Proverbs 28:13 said, he that covers his sins shall not prosper, but he that confesses his sins and forsakes them shall have mercy. Now we sin three ways. Privately, personally, and publicly. If we confess our sin, which means to agree with God, we must do them the same way we commit them. We confess them privately, or personally, or publicly to get forgiveness of God and be in right relation with Him. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.